In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Seeing as we are still in the month of June, I would like to speak a few words about devotion to the Sacred Heart. Back in 1675, our Lord appeared to a nun in a visitation convent. This was St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. And when he had appeared to this nun, he showed to her his heart. And he said some very powerful words to her, which I'd like to read for you this morning. He said to Sister Margaret Mary, "Behold this heart, which has so loved men, as that it has spared nothing, even to the exhausting and wearing itself out, in order to show them its love. And instead of acknowledgement, I receive from the greater number nothing but ingratitude, by their irreverences and sacrileges, and by their coldness and contempt wherewith they treat me in this sacrament of love. But what is still more deeply felt by me is that they are hearts which are consecrated to me, which thus treat me." After these moving words, our Lord then asked Margaret Mary to put in a petition to the Holy Father to have the Feast of the Sacred Heart drawn up for the Universal Church. He asked that on the Feast of the Sacred Heart, so that we would receive Holy Communion in reparation. He asked especially for reparation for the insults that he receives when he is exposed on the altar. So when the Blessed Sacrament is placed on the altar for us to come and adore, he says he wants reparation for the times when people don't come to adore him, but they offer him insult instead. He asks for communions of reparation to his Sacred Heart, and in return for these communions of reparation, he promises many graces to those who practice this devotion. He gives 12 promises to those who practice this devotion, and I'll read just 4 of them. The first is that he will give all the graces necessary for their state in life. So whatever state we might find ourselves in, whether it is one of being consecrated to God, as we are here, in the religious life or in the priesthood, or if you are in the way of life and the married life, or if you are still single, whatever way your life is at the moment, God will give you the graces that you need. Secondly, he promises the grace of peace in their families. Thirdly, consolation in their troubles. All of these things that we have so much need for. And then the 12th promise, he says this: "The all-powerful love of my heart will grant to all those who shall receive communion on the first Friday of 9 consecutive months the grace of final repentance. They shall not die under my displeasure, nor without receiving the sacraments. My heart shall be their assured refuge at their last hour." So our Lord goes so far as to promise eternal life to those who practice this devotion of the 9 first Fridays. And so let us have a look at what this devotion entails. What is devotion to the Sacred Heart? Our Lord asks us to honour his Sacred Heart. It's his human heart that beats with love for us. Why does our Lord ask us to honour his heart? Why not him as a person? Why not his work? Why is it his heart? And there are 2 reasons why he asks us to honour his heart. The first is because of the hypostatic union, where the human nature of our Lord is united to the divinity, and as such, any part of his human nature is worthy of divine honour. It's worthy of worship. And the second reason is given to us by Pope Pius XII. He says that his heart, more than any other member of his body, is the natural sign and symbol of his boundless love for the human race. It is the heart that is the seat of our affections. It is the power behind our passions. It is the driving force of our human love. And so the human heart of our Lord is the symbol which should remind us of his great love for us. The Sacred Heart represents the infinite love of God, which is poured out upon us. Our Lord wants us to keep the symbol in mind. Wherever we place his image, we have here the Sacred Heart. It is the heart itself that he wants us to honour. And so when we set out to practice this devotion, we will be looking at four things, four aims of this devotion. The first one is to contemplate the Sacred Heart, to look at him to see, how has he loved me? How has he shown to us his great love? We cannot love what we do not know. And so this is the first step of the devotion, to get to know a little bit better the Sacred Heart. Think about the good things that we have received. Every grace that we have received, even every natural gift that we have received, comes from God. This is a sign of his love. We see more that St. James tells us the truth when he says that every best gift and every perfect gift is from above. This is what we first set out to find in devotion to the Sacred Heart, to realize how much God has loved us in the first place. Secondly, the devotion will lead us to adoration. Once we have realized how much we have received, we are then drawn to adore, to give that divine worship to the love of God. In our Lord, we find two kinds of love. We find not only human love, which we can see with our eyes, we find also the divine love, because our Lord is a divine person. He is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. And so, in either case, we owe to him, to his heart, worship. The next step is not just to recognize the love, not just to adore the love, but then to make a return. This is what our Lord complains of. The Church recognizes this when she makes the act of reparation on the first Friday. She says, O sweet Jesus, whose overflowing charity for men is requited by so much forgetfulness, negligence, and contempt. She recognizes that the great love that God has for us mustn't be left unpaid. We must repay with our own love. He has shown us how much he loves us. He says, no greater love hath a man than to lay down his life for his friends. And that is exactly what he went to do at the end of his life. He said, no man taketh my life away from me, but I lay it down of myself. He's drawing the links for us. We don't have to think it through too much ourselves. He's saying it openly. This is how much I love you, to the extent of me giving my life on the cross. And so the love that we owe to our Lord in return should be one of thanks, gratitude, and also one of reparation. Because how many times have we not given back any love? We've given back to his love forgetfulness, negligence, contempt. And lastly, this devotion to the Sacred Heart will lead us to imitate the Sacred Heart. That is, to love the same way that he loved, to share his motive. His motive, which was a great love for his Father. He became a man in order to repair the offence that we had given to his Father. And in doing this, he opened the gates of heaven so that we could come to heaven and then give further glory to his Father. And so devotion to the Sacred Heart will help us to imitate that, to love for the same reason, to love God first and foremost, and everything else because of him. His love didn't just remain on the level of words. He put it into practice, where our Lord submitted to the will of his Father in all things, not just the things that he wanted to do, not just the things that were pleasant, but even the things which were difficult. In the Litany of the Sacred Heart, one of the invocations is Heart of Jesus, made obedient unto death. This was the extent of his obedience, and this was the proof of his love. We too must share this proof. We have to put our love into practice by fulfilling his will, by doing our duties with fidelity, with joy. This was the test that he gave us. If you love me, keep my commandments. So these four things, contemplation to see the love of God, adoration, making a return of love, and then imitation, these four things are what the devotion is trying to help us achieve. All of these practices can be achieved in one simple way, by receiving Holy Communion in the way that our Lord intended us to receive Him. It's only too easy for us to fall into a routine when we come to Mass, we receive Holy Communion, we go home, week after week. And it's too easy to lose the fruit from this great practice. And so if we try to stir ourselves up, we will think, where can I work? How can I make a better Holy Communion today? How can I improve week after week? And all we have to do is to find one of these four ways to improve. Every time we receive communion, we can contemplate the love of our Lord. Holy Communion is the fruit of the Mass. The Mass is the sacrifice of Calvary. Calvary is the greatest act of our Lord's love. This is the extent to which He went to save us. And so when we receive communion, we can think about the love of God. Secondly, adoration. We are here in the presence of God. We believe in the real presence, that our Lord is truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. And that's why when we receive Holy Communion, we receive kneeling down. That's why we receive our Lord with reverence on the tongue. Also, when we receive communion, we receive an increase in love for God. This happens by the very power of the sacrament itself. We know that the sacraments give us graces of themselves and graces beside the sacrament, which depend on our dispositions. Greater love for God is one of the effects of communion that happens of itself. So we cannot receive communion without receiving an increase in love of God. He said to us, "He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him." And so we need only receive the sacrament to receive this increase in love. And then lastly, we can focus on imitating our Lord more by growing our friendship with Him. St. Augustine tells us that friendship is to will the same things and to not will the same things. To be pleased by what pleases our Lord and to be angered by what angers our Lord. This is true friendship, and this we can increase every time we receive Him in Holy Communion. So, with the month of June almost gone, let us make an effort to practice this devotion. When you receive communion today, to receive with devotion, but also at home, to call to mind often the love of God for you, for your families. What has He done for you? And then in return, what have you given back? One of the greatest ways that we can thank Him for His love is by giving Him a Holy Communion of reparation. And this, by doing this, we will grow not just till the month of June in the love of God, but on and on, every week, every day, for the rest of our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.